Who's the best drummer? Who plays good mridanga? Come on, I need help. Abai's a legend? Nobody plays? Nobody plays. I just need one, somebody who knows how to play. So no one's going to play. All right. I can understand. Nobody wants to play with me. That's all right. I'm used to this. Namaste Narasimhaya. Prahlad Halad Dayane. Hiranya Kashi Purvaksha. Shira Changana Galae. Ito Nasinga Padato Nasinga. Yato yato yamitato nasimha. Bahi nasimha, hridaye nasimha. Nasimham manim sharanam prapaje. So, Hiranyakashipu was the first demon in the universe, along with his brother, Hiranyaksha. And Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Narayan in his form as Varaha, the Lord in the form of a transcendental boar. So when Hiranyakashipu was doing the funeral ceremony for his brother, he vowed that he would retaliate the death of his brother and he would personally kill Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu knew that Hiranyakashipu would seek him out and look for him wherever he went. So Lord Vishnu said, wherever I go, Hiranyakashipu is going to look for me and bother me. Where should I go where he won't find me? So Lord Narayan decided, I will enter his heart. He will never look for me in his own heart, because that is a demon. A demon is one who fails to see that Krishna is in his heart. So once when Hiranyakashipu inhaled, Lord Vishnu entered his nostril and hid himself in his heart. And Hiranyakashipu could never find him. After the funeral ceremony, Hiranyakashipu wanted to become the supreme controller of the universe. So he did a very, very severe austerity. He stood on his toes with his hands upstretched. And he had only one desire. I want to be the supreme person in the universe. And he held this pose for many, many, many years. After some time, all kinds of insects had eaten away his flesh, but he kept his spirit soul within the skeleton, and his whole body was covered by an anthill, but he was still alive. And by his austerities, fire was coming out from his skull. Because when you perform austerities, you become very hot. You become very powerful. The demigods could see and they could understand that Hiranyakashipu was going to be a big problem. So they approached Lord Brahma and they approached Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu said, "Don't worry, I know everything. Hiranyakashipu, he will reign for some time, but he will make a tragic mistake. He will torture his own son, who will be my own devotee. And when he does that, I will destroy Hiranyakashipu, and I will take care of all of you demigods." Tavakara kamalavare nakam adbhuta shingam dalita Hiranyakashipu tanubringam keshavadvita narahari ruva jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare. Everybody sing tavakara naka adbhuta singa dalita Hiranyakashipu tanu minga keshavadvita haradi rupa jagadisha So Lord Brahma decided to benedict Hiranyakashipu, and he came on his swan carrier, and he could see where Hiranyakashipu was because of the fire emanating from the anthill. And Lord Brahma has a water pot, and in that water pot is transcendental water. So he sprinkled the anthill, and out from the anthill was Hiranyakashipu, but now he had a new body, a rejuvenated body, a body that was the most powerful body. It could even resist Indra's thunderbolt. Hiranyakashipu bowed down to Lord Brahma and said, "My Lord, I am your servant." And Lord Brahma said, "You have satisfied me. You have defeated me. What benediction do you want?" And Hiranyakashipu said, "I want to become immortal." But Lord Brahma said, "Even I myself am not immortal. Therefore, I cannot give you something I myself do not have." So then Hiranyakashipu said, "Then I do not want to die on the land, nor in the water, neither in the day, nor at night, nor by any weapon, nor by any creature created by you." And in this way, Hiranyakashipu thought that he had become immortal, because every condition, Lord Brahma said, yes. So now Hiranyakashipu is now ruling the universe. Everyone is bowing down to Hiranyakashipu, and all the demigods are hiding themselves, and Hiranyakashipu has a reign of terror, upsetting everything in the universe, and he makes himself the supreme. Everything is revolving around Hiranyakashipu. Everybody is doing the bidding of Hiranyakashipu. Everyone is under the rule of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu has four sons, and the last son was the great saint Prahlad. When Prahlad was in the womb of his mother, Hiranyakashipu went off to perform austerities. So Indra and the demigods arrested the pregnant wife of Hiranyakashipu, and they were going to wait for her to give birth, and they thought that this child in her womb must be like his father, another demon. So they were going to wait for her to give birth and then kill the child. But as they were taking away Kayadu, Narada Muni stopped them and told Indra and the demigods, this child in this woman's womb is not a demon. In fact, he is the best of devotees. And even if you tried to kill him, you could not do so. So Indra and the demigods respected Narada Muni, and they left. Prahlad's mother, Kayadu, was very anxious, and she wanted simply to give birth to the child. So Narada took her to his ashram. And while she was in his ashram, Narada was speaking to her about Krishna consciousness. He was speaking to her about devotional service, bhakti. And the child in the womb was hearing everything that Narada was teaching. So when the child came out, he was already self-realized, already advanced in spiritual life, a pure devotee of the Lord. Tavagada kamala bare nakam adbhuta shringam dalita Hiranyakashipu kanu bringam keshavadrita nara hari rupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare. Please sing. Tavak Keshava Narahari Jaya Jaya. And when Prahlad was 5 years old, one day his father called him. Prahlad! Yes, father. Come sit on my lap. I want to smell your head. Prahlad! Yes, father. Tell me, what have you learned in school? I have sent you to this school, University of Demons. Please tell me what you are learning. And Prahlad said to his father, my dear father, you are the best of the demons. You, my father, you should go to the forest. Actually, you should go to Vrindavan and you should do devotional service to Krishna. Prahlad, what is this nonsense you're speaking? I hate Vishnu. He killed my brother. He is my enemy. Who has taught you this nonsense? So Hiranyakashipu called the teachers. And the teachers chastised Prahlad. Prahlad, We're not teaching you this nonsense about Krishna consciousness. And Prahlad said to the teachers, you would never understand anything. Keshavadrita Narahadi Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Hare Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha. So Hiranyakashipu told the two teachers, take this boy, be careful. Maybe the enemy, the devotees, the Vaishnavas, have spies in the kingdom. I want my son to grow up to be like his father, the best of the demons. Now take him and train him very carefully. So they took the boy and they tried to teach him politics, economics, sociology. They tried to teach him everything in the material sense. And when the teachers would go for lunch, Prahlad would call his class friends and he would teach them about Krishna. And the class friends asked him, Prahlad, we only know these teachers of ours and you're one of us. How is it you know about this Krishna consciousness? And Prahlad explained to them how Narada had trained him in the womb. And little by little, Prahlad was teaching his classmates how to become devotees. And they liked Prahlad. And they liked what he was preaching. And then the teachers came and said, what is this nonsense? Prahlad, we are going to punish you. We're going to report you to your father for this insubordination. Tavakara kamala vare nakam adbhuta singam dalita Hiranyakashipu tanu bringam keshavadita narahadi rupa jajagadisha hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Sing! Tavakara
Then
again, Hiranyakashipu called, Prahlad!
Yes, father.
Come, I want to see if now you have made any progress since the last time. Prahlad, tell me now, what is the best thing you have learned in school? And Prahlad said to his father, I am not learning anything in that school, father. It is all nonsense. From what I have learned from my spiritual master, the best education is known as Krishna consciousness, to hear and chant about Vishnu, to remember him, to serve him, to pray to him, to remember him, worship him, become his friend, and surrender. My father, this is the topmost education. Hiranyakashipu became furious. And he threw his son off his lap and said, "You are my enemy." 5-year-old son. You are like a disease. If you have a disease and you don't stop it right away, it spreads and kills the whole body. You, Pilad, must be destroyed. Servants, come and take this boy. Torture him. So the boy was taken because the father now considered his own son his enemy. So Pilad was taken and he was put into a pit of snakes. But he remembered Krishna and the snakes did not bite him. He was surrounded by demons and they were trying to torture him by lancing him with spears, but nothing happened. He was put into a pot of boiling oil. Nothing happened. He was thrown off a cliff. Nothing happened. He was put under the feet of an elephant. Nothing happened. No matter what Hiranyakashipu tried, he could not kill his son. One day, Hiranyakashipu told his wife to poison Pralad's food. Pralad took the food, offered it to God, and ate it as prasadam, and nothing happened.
Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jagadisha Hare.
Finally, the showdown. Hiranyakashipu realized Pilad must have some special mystic protection. He challenged his son, "Pilad, how is it that you can defy me? I am Hiranyakashipu. I am the supreme in this universe. Only you defy me. Pralad, tell me, where do you get your special powers that you can defy me?" Pralad told his father, "My dear father, the source of my strength is the source of your strength. It is God, Krishna." Hiranyakashipu became more angry. "Pralad, you are talking like some stupid child. Don't you know I am God? I am supreme." Pralad said, "No, you are not God. God is Krishna." Hiranyakashipu became more angry. "All right, Pralad. You talk about this God, this Krishna. Where is he? I will kill him right before your very eyes. And then you will bow down and worship me, your father, Hiranyakashipu. Where is your God?" Pralad said, "My God, he's everywhere." Hiranyakashipu laughed. "Ha, ha, 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 Pralad, you're such a silly child. All right, Pralad, if you say your God is everywhere, is he in this pillar?" And Pralad said, "Yes, he's in the pillar, he's everywhere." So the Lord had to keep Pralad's words intact. Hiranyakashipu drew his sword. Watch, Prahlad. I will kill your god right before your very eyes. Watch. So Hiranyakashipu charged at the column, the pillar, with sword in his hand. And the pillar ripped apart. And when he broke the pillar, he heard this tremendous roar. The most wonderful, powerful, Hiranyakashipu had never heard such a sound. And there was the form, half man, half lion, and he was angry. He was taking his tongue like this, and then they fought. Hiranyakashipu had mystic powers, so he would fly in the sky, and he would appear here, then he would appear there. And Nrisimhadev would capture Hiranyakashipu and let him go. And Hiranyakashipu would put himself together, and he would try to fight the Lord, but the Lord would capture him and let him go. Capture him, let him go, like a snake. The snake will sometimes capture a mouse in its mouth and let it go. Capture, let it go. And then finally, the snake grabs the mouse. So Hiranyakashipu was like a mouse compared to the snake-like Lord Nrisimha. And at the right moment, sunset, when it's not night or day, in the doorway, which is not inside or out, the Lord took Hiranyakashipu on his lap, not land, not water, not sky. And with his nails, not a weapon. Anybody going to go to war with their nails? No. When all the different benedictions that Lord Brahma had given were intact, Lord Nrisimha ripped out the intestines of Hiranyakashipu and put them around him as a garland. Then the Lord took Hiranyakashipu's heart, took it out of him, and threw it on the ground. Threw it on the ground. And then he took Hiranyakashipu and drove him off his lap. And the Lord was still roaring. And all of Hiranyakashipu's soldiers came. And Nrisimhadev assumed a huge form. And just with his nails, he killed all the warriors of Hiranyakashipu. Now the Lord was sitting on the throne. And all the demigods came. And one after another offered prayers. Brahma came, but the Lord was still roaring. Lord Shiva came. The Lord was one by one by one. All the demigods came, but the Lord was still roaring. Brahma then looked towards Lakshmi. And he said to Lakshmi, do something. Your husband, he's unhappy. Lakshmi said, mm-mm-mm-mm. I have never seen him this angry. I am not going. Smart. Very smart. So then Lord Brahma saw Prahlad. Prahlad had a garland. Brahma pushed Prahlad, do something. So Prahlad put a garland on his father's killer. And then Prahlad paid his prostrated obeisances. And when the Lord saw Prahlad, that's when he stopped warring. And he put his hand on Prahlad's head. And then Prahlad stood up and offered 44 beautiful prayers, glorifying the Lord and describing the science of God.
Keshavadita Narahari Vava Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare,
Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Bola Keshavadi Narahadi Rupa. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare.
So after Prahlad offered his prayers, the Lord said to Prahlad, because you were my devotee, you had to suffer so many tortures and so many tribulations. I want you to take a benediction. And Prahlad said to the Lord, my Lord, I am not a merchant. I don't worship you to get something. I worship you because you are my master and I am your servant. We have no other relationship. The Lord was pleased, but he insisted, no, Prahlad, you must take a benediction. And so Prahlad said, well, if I must take a benediction, then I pray that I will never anymore have any material desires in my heart. And the Lord blessed Prahlad, and the funeral service was performed for his father, and Prahlad was installed as the king of the Daityas, the king of the demons. And before Lord Nisringa returned to his abode, he chastised Lord Brahma not to give these kinds of benedictions ever again, because the Lord had to keep all the benedictions in place and still find a way to kill Hiranyakashipu. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadish, Jai Jagadish, Jai Jagadisha Hare. Everybody. Jai Jagadish, Jai Jagadish, Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Bolo. Jai Jagadisha. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Bolo. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Narasimha Bhagavan ki, Prahlad Maharaj ki, Gaur Premanande.